Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome. I trust that you are all wandering away. I can assure you that while your location is not important, what these walls are to you is important.
The Bang Bang Podcast.
You can't handle the.
Okay, cool, family. We back up in the building. It's your boy Pimp Black, your gracious host, person in the making progress, and I'ma do that while I got this dog Melanated Hugh, family. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Van Verde Podcast. Know where you at? And like always, I thank each and every one of you for being with us tonight. Because see, you could have been anywhere else in the world, but you're right here with me, family. And I grace, I so appreciate that. Despite all my flaws, despite all my imperfections, truly an honor, family. And what brings you back, it must be the truth. Come on in, family. I see you. Come on in, family. Okay, we're in the building. Salute everybody in the Philippines checking in. Everybody from the UK checking in. Of course, you already know everybody here in the United States of A. Family right here in Georgia checking in with us. We got California people checking in with us. New York City, I see you. All up through the Carolinas. Salute everybody. Y'all come on in. Hit the like button, subscribe, tag a friend, tell a friend. We about to get into it, family. Let's do it. Appreciate that, family. Y'all push all donations and support. Go through the PayPal me, /PayPal me, the Van Verde. Or you can send it straight to the bar. We got Cash App over here. $ Blackadelic Entertainment. Y'all already know. The fuck all that, family. We here.
The Van Verde Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you for joining us tonight. Salute to every last one of you. And you know what? Give a round of applause to the Creator, man. Ancestors for allowing us to see a day we never seen before, and I'm sure a day we'll never see again. Now this one is for you, family. Give yourself a round of applause. You know what I mean? Because you could have been amongst the 9,000 in Georgia right now, or 9,000 across the U.S., I should say. These confirmed, these deaths that done came from this God so drastic coronavirus. This thing has been ugly, family. Wait a minute. Hold what you got, family. Look, Van Verde family, this is an honor for me, y'all. This is an honor. Look, I'm going to save a lot of what this, my special guest for tonight, means to me. This is a very dear person in my heart, right? And I'm going to explain to my family at a later date how much this person means to me. But the illustrious, the inconquerable, the invincible, Miss Q, how you doing tonight, Queen?
I'm doing wonderful, blessed, highly favored.
Fuck that, give Miss Q a round of applause, family.
You already know it.
That's the Queen, family. Q, how quarantine going for you so far, though?
I mean, this is the way that you handle it, period, in your mind. Like, for me, solitude is another thing, you know, that has been practiced in my world. Let's put it that way. So, for me,
sure.
Yes, it's a headache, but it's a time to reflect on a lot of things. So, I'll just leave it at that.
totally agree. I totally agree. I mean, it for me, it's definitely been some, you know, a lot of self-awareness that has been going on. I did, you know, you get to sit down and do process of elimination in things in your life. You know, you get to really sit back and see the things that really don't mean that, that don't mean you no good. And, you know what I mean?
Very
try
true.
To see moving forward, you know. But this, like I, you know, have been saying on here, man, this is definitely one for the book, some for the ages, some we've never seen before. And it's really different. You know, where I think our generation, in our age bracket, right? We've been fortunate
right.
enough to see a lot of things, you know, a lot of things come, a lot of things change, right?
Definitely.
Example, like, you know, let's look at it, like in our, you know, not throwing no ages out here, but in our not even 50 years of living, right? We saw the introduction of cell phones, even coming from the sky phone, the mobile phone, right? We saw the introduction of cell phones to fast forward to where it's at now with the iPhone 11 and all the wonders that these phones and shit do, what we could do with a phone nowadays. We saw the VCR come and go, the VHS cassette tape, I mean, in cassette tapes for that matter, right?
Right.
We saw DVDs. You remember DVDs? That wasn't that long ago. That was kind of recent.
It really wasn't. But, yeah, it's just almost the same thing, like a thing of the past almost now. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, the MP3s, a lot of shit just ghosted nowadays. You know what I mean? The house phone, right? Remember the house phone?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's
yes.
See what I mean? And like, you know, younger kids these days would have no idea, like, what the hell is a house phone? Like, y'all had house phone? Like, these guys got my boy. Like, gonna ask me that shit now. Like, so, and I say that to say, like, you know, our generation has been part of history books already, right? We could have did without this one.
Yes.
You know, this little pandemic here, this is, you know, we could have opted out of this one. We was good on the books. But I definitely think, and I'm hoping, and again, man, my thoughts, prayers, condolences go out to anybody that's lost loved ones, supposedly to this virus, anybody that's affected by it, or if you're one of the 3 million Americans that, you know, lost their job, like myself, in our line of work, you know, due to this virus. God bless you, man. Prayers to you, right? What can we do to sit back and fall out and wait till something else happens?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, because it shut down my entire business. So, and, you know, working in this restaurant and hospitality industry, our industry
mm-hmm.
is totally shut down right now, so to speak. But, you know.
And I was also the part of that, you know, that shut down, too, and it's one of those things, some people don't, you know, they're not prepared. Nobody was really prepared. Because, like I said, some people got a day notice. So, right now, I think everybody's living in a shock. This is a shock era for everybody right now.
Very much. Very much. And it's obviously at a point to where, like, and then, you know, you can't, who's to reach out for help? Even the people that, you know, that give help need help right now. The government don't know what to do right now. So, you know, I'm going to say this is a time to definitely reflect, get prayed up, get that true knowledge of self, and get a good connection with your Father, man. And by Father, I mean Creator. But I know it's definitely, on a positive note, this has giving me a lot of time to accomplish a lot of things I didn't have time to do. As far as my writing and things like that, I was able to finish a couple of series, got a couple of songs done, working on some more scripts for some more people. I've been able to do some, you know, a couple of photo work, get a little videographer things, you know what I mean? So what I am by night, I got to give that more time since my day job is on hold at the moment, so. Which was a good thing.
Like I said, it's one of those things. It had a positive into it, but like I said, out of a negative situation, a lot of people, like I said, a lot of people had time to sit back and reflect. Now, you don't have any other choice but to. So, I mean, a lot of people are catching up on the, like I say, things they wanted to do when they were out in the working world, and that was, you know, basically taking up most of the time. And like I said, unfortunately, we had to have a setback like this to sit back. And that's, you know, and that's what, you know, everybody thinks everybody's on that page, you know, as far as, like I say, having that setback to sit back.
Facts. And one thing, like I've been saying, and I said this to a lot of my Zoom people that following it in the Zoom meeting that we had. Y'all taking this time to reflect. When this shit open back up, man, stay the course, y'all. Stay the course, because I'm honestly liking what I'm seeing as far as people pursuing things and trying to create wealth and, you know, create opportunities for themselves, y'all. And let's not fall back into the system and just let this go as it will, because trust me, this $1,200 that he's trying to give you is the first step to socialism, mm-hmm. but we'll say that for another day, too.
Right, right.
But Ms. Q, why are we here tonight?
So this whole situation, let me go ahead and just open this up with this whole, so this, what is this? This Mayweather's daughter, Yaya?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, this whole situation, like I say, it goes back further, because I did a little bit more digging to see what was going on. But it said, you know, allegedly she was arrested for stabbing young boy's baby mama. So,
mm-hmm.
I want, like I said, opening up the floor on this is going to be like one of those, oh, because it can come from so many directions on how this happened, why it happened.
That.
Just, it's just a whole open case.
So,
because,
do
like,
you have, do you,
mm-hmm.
you have the story in front of you? Do you have it in front of you?
I do. It said Floyd Mayweather's teenage daughter, Yaya, has been arrested for allegedly stabbing a woman in an altercation involving the young boy's rapper, the mother of his child. The 19-year-old Yaya was taken to Texas jail around 1:30 a.m. 1:30 a.m. Let's say it again. 1:30 a.m. Saturday, according to TMZ. She was arrested for felony aggravated assault charges with a deadly weapon, as they reported. And the woman that was stabbed was hospitalized with non-threatening injuries, but had to go to some surgery. And the I'm just so baffled by this. So my question, one, we all shut down. What's she doing out at 1:30 in the morning anyway?
Fact.
But what is the baby mama doing there at the house at 1:30 in the morning? And from the back end of the story, I thought young boy and Yaya were engaged, or he was, you know, as he was saying in one of the videos, they had floating around about, the, you know, his wife. So,
yeah.
Please, I want you to piggyback off what I'm saying. Please open this floor up to just kind of...
Okay, look. Okay, see, here's my thing, right? I want to go back a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
What you just said, like, you hit that on the head. Like, for one, now, the pieces that was kind of missing in the report that you just, maybe you were reading. Now, it's saying what initially happened was Yaya came to the crib, right?
Exactly.
They said she was stopped by security, and security told her that she couldn't come inside, that the baby mom was there. See what I mean? And security supposedly escorted her out. Now, this, all of this shit is funny to me now. This is the wife, fiance, right? Why is she getting escorted
right.
out? You see what I mean? And she then, instead of getting escorted out, maybe the front door or wherever that area is, she then goes around the back to the back door, comes inside. That's where a fight ensues. Supposedly she grabbed the baby mama by the hair or some shit. From what I'm hearing, they say fight ended up in the kitchen. Yaya grabbed two knives. She ran at the girl, poked her one time. Supposedly had got away and got back up to her again and poked her again. Now,
yeah, okay.
before I go far, right? I'm gonna put my disclaimer out there. I'm gonna go ahead and put this disclaimer out there. On man shit. Young boy, I'm older. A lot of shit you guys, this generation rap about, I can't contest to it. I don't drink lean, I don't pop prisons, none of that shit. So obviously a lot of this, the music and shit, I'm not into. However, I respect your grind, I respect your hustle, because supposedly you're on top of your game according to this generation. Also,
right.
No homo. Pause. Let's get this shit out of the way. No homo. Pause. This young nigga, either this young nigga slanging some good ass dick, man. I don't know what the hell going on. He be having these girls going crazy on him. Now, Key, I don't know if you remember this about NBA Youngboy. He has another baby mama who's famous by the name of Janiyah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's her name. Chat, let me know if I'm wrong. Now, as opposed to the beginning of his rap career, so to speak, him and Janiyah was very public, and he's been in jail for beating her a couple of times. That was even a viral video that had came out to where he was hitting her or whatever and got arrested for it. And they done been fighting, had them been back and forth, in and out of relationship. He even came out and confessed that he had herpes, and the girl even knew it. This was an open thing, his mom said it and everything, but none of this, his abuse, his disease, his disrespect toward women, none of this shit has ever stopped or deterred any woman from fucking with him. For that, young man, I salute you. Now.
I'm going to have to piggyback off of that because if that's the case, dude, I salute you too because you got some, I don't even know how to express this without being so blunt, but you got some dumb bitches that really fall for shit like that. I don't understand it, but I guess whatever he's doing, other than the money, that's the only other reason I can say anybody would put up with that if they feel, the comfort of that money is going to be there behind that ass whooping and that disease. And maybe that's what they go for. And then you have to look at, too, not knocking any of it, the age group. Look at the minds that you're dealing with. They're not mature minds. They haven't even read. They're not even, Yaya's 19? I'm sorry, she's 19?
Yeah.
Come on now. So, look back up. I'm going to play on the age thing. They're not mature. Their mind is not mature enough. The only thing that, like I said, fame is was kicking their ass along with that. So, that's the way I feel as far as, that part. So that may play a big part in that too. How it goes. The light, the fame, the money, the VIPs.
But right? Well, now see,
I was a young female too, so that stuff excites us. And, at that age, that's exciting.
Of course. But see, here's the thing. Here's why that's a dilemma for me. I can agree with that. I can get that theory all the way up until it comes to Yaya. Because we ain't talking about being impressed with money. Her dad slowed me with
her. True. But
you feel me? So that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Anybody can be mind fucked in any kind of way. Excuse the expression, but that's what it is. He did something to mind fuck her, and her brain is, like I say, they're not totally developed in the sense of making good decisions, as we can see. And I'm going to go back a little further because I read a little bit more about Youngboy and, Yaya. I don't want to mess up her name. Yaya. And she was also known as Money Yaya, too. So they just actually really got back together about a month ago. So at the beginning of the year, this has not been the only altercation this girl has, dealt with. They had a hotel incident where they had an altercation that supposedly had went on with the baby mama. And like I say, even at the getting back from that, they were mad at each other so much he made it like a diss track or some shit on Yaya, calling it dirty, Yana or something by her name. So I'm like, okay, but they now, let's fast forward it to this. Now we're back with another altercation where she done stabbed somebody. Like I say, it's this whole confusion. It's a really sad case, to tell you the truth. And like I said, with him and his outburst and, oh, my man, what he said, his wife.
Yeah, yeah. And see, now I'm explaining to the family, because, again, like, I, you know, me and you spoke briefly earlier before the show. I usually don't even do topics like this, going in, you know,
right.
Gossip site shit, right? But what made me, why I felt like it was adamant that I had to do this show, was NBA Youngboy's response to Kodak Black. That's what made me want to go into it. In which, like, a lot of, you know, the family is there. And, like, for the family that's listening, all y'all that's on here for, you know, salute all y'all, too, man. 427 people listening to us right now. Salute all of y'all. May open the call lines up in a minute. If I do, it's 516-453-9482. Favorite of the podcast. However, in the words of Kodak Black from jail, this nigga's in prison. He was able to access his social media, and apparently NBA Youngboy and Kodak supposedly had some kind of beef or whatever. I never knew this. Kodak Black was, I don't have it in front of me, especially to read it verbatim, but he was saying something in the lines of NBA Youngboy snitched on the girl, Yaya, and got her arrested, saying he's like, because the report said he cooperated with the police and things like that. In which that situation, all that can honestly mean that he, you know, let him in the house or some shit like that. You know, that's really pretty much all that means. And Kodak, I mean, Youngboy took that shit to heart. You know, these Youngboy, they hate being called snitches, right? You want to push anyone in bread and call them a snitch. But he goes in with one particular line that he said when he was talking, responding to Kodak Black, talking about Yaya, talking about he turned his wife in. My wife, her bitch ass dad. Oh, her bitch ass dad. He said the shit three times, and then the uncomfortable look on that little girl's face. Now, as a father, see, I immediately took myself, because, see, I'm a man, but I've been a young boy like NBA Young Boy. It is what it is. We all have our history and past. But see, you can talk about anything when you've been delivered from a mindset, you can talk about anything. But see, I've been in the young boy. That's why I said, you know, even though it's not for me, I see him, it is what it is. But as a father of three beautiful daughters, man, you got me fucked up. You got me all the way fucked up. Floyd Mayweather, if you saw the video, bro, I know sickness, somebody done tagged you, somebody done sent it to you. All that money. See, one thing about it, man, with me and my daughter, Barry, you would never, I don't give a fuck how you were, you would never be with no nigga like no NBA Young Boy. And there's no offense to the brother, but you're not a stand-up guy that I want around my child, brother. It just is what it is. There's nothing against you personally. That's just a preference of mine when it comes to my family. But the influence that young man has on that little girl is dangerous. I can tell it just them little seconds. The little seconds of looking at her, that girl getting abused, that boy disrespecting his girl, he's hurting her. And that shit is dangerous, man, because she had a scared look. There's a look. I want everybody that's listening to go back and look at that clip, that video again. If you don't know how to put it up, you can go to the Vane Verdict, Pimp Black, Black Dead Entertainment. It's the last post I post for this show. You can see the clip. But when he starts talking about Floyd Mayweather, calling him bitch ass this, bitch ass that, look at that young girl's face. Look at her facial expression. Look at her gestures. That was an uncomfortable moment for that girl, and you can tell that shit was coming all out of her eyes. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I get it going.
Like I said, No, I totally agree. Like I said, I was dating back on some of the stuff I was reading about that, you know, the whole situation up till now. And I agree. I would never allow that type of influence around my children, period. And it was, like I say, it worried me to look, you know, just to see that girl behind him. You could see,
yes.
Like I said, the fear, almost like a fear in her eye. In her eyes.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
She had that oh shit moment for real. Like, she really had
yes.
that oh shit.
It was like that oh
moment.
Shit. I can't believe he said that, but I better not say
he,
that or he gonna slap the shit out of me.
He gonna,
that's what I thought.
Right. But like I said, in the whole situation too, let's go a little bit further into it. Why from jail is this, like I said, is Kodak Black making all these even starting anything? Like, the whole situation, like I said, it opens up into more things. Like I said, the females that's being involved in this. So why would he even make a comment toward anything that's going on if he didn't have any involvement before he got in, you know, before he was incarcerated? So
yeah, because
open the floor on that.
But see, academics, right? Academics had posted that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, you know, saying that was the argument that stemmed from, because Kodak was
mm-hmm.
fucking with a chick, and then NBA started fucking with a chick, and neither one of them fucking with the chick now. You know, and all of them, they do this shit. They play in the same circles and shit, man.
This hasn't been like the only case, but this is like a case that's kind of out in the forefront right about now. But like, this is not anything that's uncommon. Like, when you get in that limelight, everybody decides to start bouncing the same chicks around. I don't understand that. You built this fame, and so you want to bring the same chicks that the other niggas messing with, and then
that's
thing, you know,
I'm
y'all
saying,
arguing
like,
over it? Yeah, arguing
that,
over it?
Correct.
Like, I
don't
have niggas to argue over me, but it wasn't because I was – it was a whole different situation,
I can see that.
But it wasn't because I was jumping from dick to dick, and then, you know, and then they made a whole issue about it. This is one of these, they deliberately passing, they're deliberately going behind each other, messing with these chicks, and this issue is coming about because of this. That part don't understand. So, nigga, if I'm going to go, I'm going to go deal, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, the letters are too. They be, and then that's the thing, and then the chicks be in the middle of the bullshit because they know what these niggas are doing. They're getting the pillow talking with these chicks. That's why I be so emotional when it happens. You know what I mean? Because the guys, they go, they'll tell all these girls this and that, and the girls know everything about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
The corners and the downfalls and all. And I think that's one of the things that probably hurt the most. You know, they get, you know, personally attached to them and shit.
Yep. And that's, honestly, and that's really sad, especially when they're going to be bounced off to the next one. And then these girls, they be clout chasing anyway. I'm just going to be straight up about it. Like, they really do. Like, from one to the other. But the thing is, they're accepted in. And the next thing you know, they doing the sexy poses and the nice pic. And it's just like I said, and the next thing you know, they fight, and then one nigga saying one thing about the other nigga, and then because he was effing, and it's a whole big circle of just madness. Hence the reason we're talking about the whole, like I said, going back on when we were discussing what we the video I looked at with DJ Academics. I'm sorry, I'm kind of bumbling around words, but listening to what his report said on it, I'm like, okay, so they was chick bouncing, one chick done said something to the other nigga, you know. And here it is, we have this whole issue that stems from a little bit of nothing, really.
Exactly. But you know what, though? Then I was, before I go there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, you know, you kind of, you know, been in that similar situation. So if you could say something to Yaya, or... even just y'all, you know, girls that's, you know, in similar situations or kind of going through something like that now, like, how could they get out of that? Or, like, you know?
I mean, it's one of those things, like I said, it's like Stockholm Syndrome. You know, you start loving your abuser. And that's one of the things. That's true. It happens. You start loving the abuser because that's what you're used to. And some, you know, people can come to you and tell you all the things that are wrong to their blue in the face. But it's one of those things. You're going to have to wake up. Something like really tragic is going to have to happen. I hate to say that. Like, this time she went to jail but got out. Maybe the next time she blows off, she may not be getting out of ain't nothing that daddy can do or he can do and how much money there is. Because, like I said, it's, like, on-hand evidence. Just say if that girl would have got stabbed and killed, how would they would have covered it up? There wouldn't have been a cover-up. She would have been in jail for the rest of her life. So it's like...
Exactly.
To talk to females about... Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
Well, yeah, something else I was thinking about. Something I was thinking about, where, like, with Yaya, right? Now, a lot of people, you know, can't really forget that last week, I mean, not last week, wasn't last month, that her mom died, you know? And so I think even though they might have been dealing with each other, maybe, you know, longer than that or whatever, but the, you know, I think for us, her grieving with that, you know what I mean? With the mom being, died and everything like that. And I don't know. Obviously, I mean, you can tell with a lot of this that Floyd hasn't really been, you can tell that there's a bad present missing.
Right, right.
You know what I mean?
And,
obviously, you can tell. Go ahead.
And you know what? And that does play a big part of it because that's when you start looking for that comfort. Because I come from, like, I had abandonment issues before. This is something that, you know, I don't really put out, but I had abandonment issues, and it was at one point, you know, you look for that strong or that hardness, in, you know, of a man type. You know how you think of when they say you look for that?
You look for what you don't have.
That figure. Right.
And you can
even do
that.
And the thing is, she's probably at an accepting point right about now. She's accepting anything right about now because she's really open. Her feelings are really open right about now. So at this point, anywhere she can get any kind of sympathy or anything close to what she thinks, it's simply she's going to fall toward it. So once again, it's almost like loving your abuser.
Yeah, that's why I meant like not having, you know, being able to grieve with that. So I'm wondering if that's like a thing. And, you know, I wanted to say that shit, you know, the NBA Young Boy Tour and all these young boys, it's cool not to be liked by everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't want everybody to like you, not like you. But see, you don't want to be not liked by the wrong person.
Right.
That can be dangerous. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you're dating Floyd Mayweather's daughter, who's a billionaire. Why would I feel like he's a bitch ass at any level? You feel what I'm saying?
And
like
I really want to know, honestly, I really want to know where that stemmed from. That is something I want to know. Why does he feel that way? And she accepting it. I mean, at that point, I know she couldn't do nothing but accept it. But still, the reaction from that was a little surprising.
Very.
But I guess I know for a lot of people, especially when you talk about boys.
Yeah, that's
you
what I'm saying.
Like,
bitch,
you
like,
might want to speak a little easy, you know, easy on some of those words.
Facts. That's why, you know, a lot of that shit was just confusing to me, man. Like, the whole thing. But the brother has been, you know, they're young. You know, him and Kodak, they got that I don't give a fuck about nothing in life attitude.
Right.
Nothing matters. This generation don't value anything. They don't want no God, no school, no relationship, no love, no nothing. They just want to get high and the end.
And yes, I would, like if I said, if I could speak to Yaya myself, it's one of those things I would, it's hard to say what I would say to her specifically, but anybody in a situation, they feel, and like I say, her being, you know, recently losing her mother, I can understand at this time she's vulnerable. She's very vulnerable. But
and
that's where that adult
all,
mind come
man.
In.
Yeah.
That's when that adult mind come in. And right now we can see that they're both lacking that part, that adult mind. You know, they can pretend to be whatever they want to be, but like I said, right now they can't even touch being an adult by the actions there, you know, what's going on now.
Agreed.
For her, she would need real counseling. She would really need some counseling. It's going to take more than just her, because honestly, and I'm not trying to throw her up under the bus or say anything bad about her, not at all, yeah, I'm not. But the thing is, you're young. Your mind is still developing. You're still learning stuff. Even though, like I say, money can't buy you good sense. You're going to have to, you know, acknowledge that power of that. So you can't buy being smart or making better decisions. You can't buy decisions. Well, some people can, but I'm just saying as far as, you know, to be on the right mind of things, to making, you know, better life choices. That's something that's going to have to grow. And for her, it's one of those things I think she's really gonna have to be counseled through.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when a lot of celebrities and, you know, public figures, you know, like themselves,
mm-hmm.
they have too many yes people around them, you know. Not
exactly.
in their, they don't have friends around them. What I mean, the people don't know, there's between friends and acquaintances. Acquaintances just go
mm-hmm.
for whatever. A friend gonna tell you when you're wrong, man.
Right.
A friend gonna go at you like, and I think that's the wrong thing. And unfortunately, even with as successful as Floyd Mayweather is, he is guilty of the same thing. Obviously, look at the condition
mm-hmm.
of his baby girl in. Cause ain't nowhere in the hell. Look, I'm telling y'all right now, if that was my daughter on that shit on this video, this motherfucker doing that, that would be another viral video, and I'd gladly pay this whatever lawsuit it is. Man, you don't go over there with them big ass security guard and beat the shit out of NBA young boy. On video. But I know this girl is an adult. She probably made a choice, but unfortunately, she's too young for me to even come with that. You know what I mean? It almost seems, mm-hmm. looking at it and her age and how it's going, it almost seemed like Floyd almost washed his hands of her and her actions a while ago. And
yeah.
it done led to this. I'm almost positive that's how the conversation went when he found out she was locked up. Because
but
I have to remember
what?
This. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. But no, I'm sorry. I'm trying to break into it. But, you know, with not speaking on all celebrities, but
mm-hmm.
with some of the, you know, our privileged kids that come from the seeds of these celebrities, sometimes they let the money raise their kids.
Exactly.
They let the money raise them. So the value of certain things like life, they think they can buy their time in life.
Yeah.
So it's just like they have to, a lot of them really, and it's sad, but just like her, she's figuring shit out at 19. To me, that's all I see is a baby trying to figure some stuff out because, like I said, if you were born into, you really never went through a struggle or really went through situations. So you don't know how to handle things because everything was, like I say, bought for you. Your life was basically bought. You were bought into a life of things being paid for. Hell, your emotions, their emotions are paid for. Their parents, what they do, they throw them all these big parties and all this other stuff. So there is like, bought emotions for them being raised. So when they get into a real situation, they just react. And you see what
exactly.
the reactions is. But yeah, that was my little view on that.
That's real. That's real. So my final word, man, will probably be to Floyd, man. I have nothing to say with NBA young boy. That's a young man that's going to have to, you know, learn to live his life. He's going to learn all these things from experience, and he's doing whatever he can get away with. But see, I'm a little different when it comes to females. I'm different when it comes to the women, because black woman is God to me. So how we treat these girls and how we upbring them, you know, it's a value. That's our thing. So I'm flawed. I would wish, I would only hope in your retirement and due to this quarantine, man, in light of what you and your family going to, man, pull your kids closer, man. Get closer to the phone. Let's not lose that girl. She's going through a lot. I know you don't you probably don't get it. There's nobody around you, because everybody around you works for you. Everybody around you needs something from you. So nobody around you can upset you and piss you off. But listen to me, brother. Trust me. If you continue to let this shit go on, this girl gonna be on fucking True Untold Hollywood Stories in 5 years. Trust me. Your daughter, man, I'm telling you, you gotta nip that in the bud. She's grown, but she's not mature. She's only grown in age. You know what I mean? And age don't make you an adult, like Miss Q said earlier. So that baby needs some help, man. And she's grieving. She's really grieving right now. And me personally, I just felt for her. You know, I see NBA Youngboy. I see him all the time. I'm related to NBA Youngboy. What I mean by that, he's every fucking young male in my damn family and around me. I know him. I see what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Even the young girls. However, that's a young girl yearning out, man. That's a young girl that don't have to be in that position. And Mr. Mayweather, you in a position where you can change all of that shit. Show that girl another life, man. Uncles, anybody around her. Somebody. Roger, the daddy. God damn, I know Roger just died. Somebody. I know somebody can step up for Nisi. Somebody. Get that baby out of that boy's house, man. For real. She don't need to be in there. But that's that. That's that, though. That's that. I'm going to leave you alone, NBA. I'm going to leave you alone. That's real, though, Miss Q. So,
yeah, like I said, they still got time, though. They still got time. As long as they don't shorten me on time.
Yeah, and I wish you so. Next show, we're going to get into this Young Chop situation. I wish we had a little more time now to go into it, but no, you don't really know much about that situation. But this is another very entertaining character. I'm going to send you the information on that to check out. Okay, I guess I can answer. Miss Q.
Yeah.
Guys are asking the relationship status in the comment, Queen. They're looking at you on the IG. They all up for you. You know, I'm not trying to ask questions and all that. They ask the relationship status, man.
I'm going to keep that private for right, you know, for right now.
Hey, there you go.
But we're going to keep that private. And later on, y'all will learn a little bit more about me. Let's put it like this. Y'all will learn a little bit more about me. I don't want to give it all away in one session.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay.
We just gonna leave it at that.
Yes.
But thank y'all for looking me up and being curious. That's cool. I like being a brain teaser. So.
Speaking of teasing. Set up. All right. With that said, family. All right, yeah. All right. With that said, family, we're going to wrap this one up for tonight. We appreciate every last one of y'all for checking in to the Vain Verdict Podcast, all 512 of you motherfuckers. If y'all have any questions, concerns, show ideas, questions for Ms. Q, questions for myself, y'all know y'all can email the Vain Verdict at gmail.com or stay tuned for all the social info you about to hear right now. Other than that, we gone, family.
All right.
BlogTalkRadio.com/TheVainVerdict. Follow us on all social media platforms to stay in tune with all upcoming episodes. Facebook at TheVainVerdict. Twitter at TheVainVerdict. Instagram, The_Vain_Verdict. Google Plus at TheVainVerdict. Skype, VainVerdict. for all sponsorship inquiries and all show ideas inquiries. You can email us at thevainbreak@gmail.com. Again, thevainbreak@gmail.com. All love and support is greatly appreciated. GoFundMe.com/thevainbreakpodcast. Or PayPal me at thevainbreak. Peace and love, family.
You can't handle the truth.
All righty.